Okay, so we started the Pledge of Allegiance. We've done the Remember Silent Prayer. First thing I guess we'll do tonight is introduce ourselves. I'm Mayor Stoneham, City of Worthington Hills. Go ahead, Commissioner Metcalf.
Dennis Metcalf, Safety Commissioner.
I'm Crystal Adams, I'm the Road Commissioner.
And I'm Susan Moffin, I'm the Utility Commissioner.
I'm Steve Schwager, the City Attorney.
Dan Small, City Treasurer.
I'm Bev Lush, the City Clerk.
Okay. I guess we start with the bids. You're with that. You're with Anytime, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
My name is Rod F. Hotel with Anytime Waste.
Okay.
Systems.
All right. And we've got Chris over here. Okay. All right. So we'll start with opening the bids.
And since Commissioner Malton is the Utility Commissioner, he gets to do.
I don't have a letter opener.
It's the empty one. There is a little thing that's right toward the bottom.
Okay.
Oh, watch out.
Mayor prepared. Don't get out of hand.
Okay. Well, I'm going to need your assistance. This is the first time I've done this. If you don't mind, please.
Okay.
Just start by reading.
Two important things are to make sure that it fits the specifications. As long as they fit the specifications, then we have to look at the price.
Put a yellow tab, it'll take you straight to it. You know,
okay.
Flip there.
Do I need to read it aloud or?
Yeah.
I think you need to read it aloud, yeah.
Okay. This bid form is from Rumpke for the City of Hills, City of Worthington Hills, Kentucky. Rumpke will provide one time per week solid waste collection at the curbside for each residential unit. Each resident will receive a Rumpke 95-gallon cart for solid waste. In addition, Rumpke will accept one large item per week with regular trash. Rumpke will provide one time per week yard waste collection at the curbside for each residential unit. Attached, please find more detailed information on yard waste collection, composting, and the composting program. Rumpke will provide one time per week curbside recycling collection for all residential units. Each resident will receive 65-gallon recycling cart to hold their recyclables. Attached, please find more detailed information concerning Rumpke's curbside recycling program. Rumpke will invoice the City of Worthington Hills on a monthly basis at the rates listed below. July 1st, 2022 through June 30, 2023, $16.50 per unit per month. July 1st, 2023 through June 30, 2024, $17 per unit per month. July 2024 through June 30, 2025, $17.50 per unit per month. July 1st, 2025 through June 30, 2026, $18.03 per unit per month. July 1st, 2026 through June 30, 2027, $18.57 per unit per month. Rumpke will supply 3 8-cubic-yard containers and 1 4-cubic-yard container for the Condominium Association. Pickup will be one time per week for these containers. Rumpke will invoice the City of Worthington Hills on a monthly basis at the rates below. July 2022 through June 30, 2023, 8-yard container, $139 per container per month. 4-yard, $69 per container per month. July 2023 through June 30, 2024. 8-yard, $145.92 per container per month. 4-yard, $72.45 per container per month. July 1st, 2024 through June 30, 2025. The 8-yard, $153.25 per container per month. 4-yard, $76.07 per container per month. July 1st, 2025 through June 30, 2026. 8-yard, $160.91 per container per month. The 4-yard, $79.88 per container per month. July 1st, 2026 through June 30, 2027. The 8-yard, $168.96 per container per month. 4-yard, $83.87 per container per month. Service day will remain on Friday for all services. The quoted services above are on a 5-year contract term. Rumpke proposes that the contract may be renewed for additional years upon mutual written agreement of both parties.
What we might do is ask for an estimate. I'm sorry, I'm not finished.
I think it is.
If we can get copies of those, and I can take it out there in public, what you just read, so anybody can eyeball that. So if you give that to me, I'll do that.
Okay.
If she's amenable up there, and then you can get into the other one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm
going to
the second
thing.
Last page.
All right. Thank you.
So the last page, either one. I did two ways, the same thing.
The service proposal.
You can do it for that, or you can do it. I did it both ways so that you would have seen what the bill would look like.
Okay.
And then the next page does it by the unit.
Okay. So would it be the back page?
Yeah. There you go.
Gotcha. Okay.
The color pages is what the invoice will look like, and the back page is the actual unit prices.
Okay. All right. The proposal specifications for Anytime Waste Systems for 564 occupied single-family dwelling units. Anytime Waste will provide 95 gallon carts to each home, one for trash and one for recycling. Yard waste will be removed when it has been bundled together and must not exceed 50 pounds per bundle. $15 per house per month for weekly curbside household waste collection services. $3 per house per month for every other week recycling collection services. An annual increase will be applied with mutual agreement of both parties.
So recycling about every week?
I thought the specification requested it for every other week, is the way I read. No?
Nope. Recycling's for every week, just like trash.
I'm sorry, then I misread it. But it's still $18 a month per home the first year for trash and recycling and yard waste.
Okay.
Okay. And then the 4-yard was $180 a month?
The 4-yard flat front load trash, one per week, $180 per month.
Yeah.
Do you want the total amount? Or no? Or would you like to look at this?
Okay, so that's the rate it's going to be for every year?
The first year, and then we would sit down and negotiate an increase on an annual basis. Because we took the position that the supply chain is so messed up right now that we don't know where it's going to be a year from now.
Yeah.
Because the cost of containers has more than doubled in the last 18 months. So we don't know if that's going to happen again in the next 18 months or not. So we left it just to be a mutual agreed upon a price increase on an annual basis. Or it could stay the same.
Yeah.
It just depends on how things are going. I mean, you know, 2 years ago, diesel was in the high twos, and today it's close to four. So.
No, I have it right here. Two pages.
Chris.
Yes, probably the most important.
Our spec said Tuesday or Wednesday pick up.
Yes. Yeah, we just weren't able to offer it at this time.
Well, and your bid's not even eligible. Okay. I'll just put it that way, all right? Because we had too much grief over the last 5 years over it being on Friday, and that's why it was in the bid specs this time.
Okay.
Okay.
I knew it was important. We tried to look at the changes at this time. We weren't able to switch it because we were at capacity on those days. I apologize.
That's the reason why it was in there. Okay. It's important. Hey, y'all can do Tuesday or Wednesday, right?
Yes, sir. We can do Tuesday or Wednesday, either one. But we have capacity on both days. Preferably Wednesday.
Okay.
Over Tuesday, but I can still go either day.
All right. Well, we used to be Wednesday, so the neighborhood's going to be fine with Wednesday. And so if you can deliver on Wednesday or pick up on Wednesday, then that's going to be probably since this is what we have in the bids. Okay. I guess is there any other questions? I know he's getting it, the copies made.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, I had asked Ms. Moffin, we don't offer 65-gallon carts.
Right, right.
We offer only the 95-gallon carts.
Yeah, that was just minimal.
Different colors so that you know which is which, but...
Right.
And,
No, the 65 was what Rumpke has given us, provided for us, and that's the reason why, when I went on site, that's what I saw. I should have said minimum 65, but...
Okay.
95 is great because we're getting more and more people doing recycling. So,
I do have a question. What about large items? Do you offer?
We do.
That?
Okay. We do. And I did not put it in there, and I apologize for it. What we ask is that residents call us and tell us what they're going to put out, like, you know, hey, I'm going to put out a catch or whatever, so that we can send the right resource to pick it up.
Okay.
And we usually pick them up once a month. A lot of the items that people put out can be picked up with the regular trash if we know ahead of time.
Okay.
So we just ask for some communication. You'll have a dedicated email that's just for your residents. It'll probably be one of these emails at anytimewaste.com. That way, then when you email us, then we know it's you all. It's anybody in your neighborhood.
And now, what about yard waste?
We'll pick up yard waste when it's out there, as long as it's bundled, and those bags, or if you can't put them in plastic bags, but if it's bundled, but the bundles can't exceed 50 pounds, because we don't want our drivers picking up more than 50 pounds at a time. That doesn't mean you can't have two or three bundles, it's just we don't want to pass 50 pounds. Because they have to bend down and get them.
Okay. I'm assuming that your waste can pickup is like Rumpke's, where they got the mechanical arm?
No, sir. We do not do Carrata. We do rear loaders, which means
okay.
I have three people on a truck. Two are in the back slinging trash, and
okay.
The other guy's driving.
Okay. Because that was an issue also. Not that we would stop anybody from using them, but we've had a lot of waste blowing around the neighborhood. And also... the carts don't get put back nicely. I'll put it that way.
May I ask you something?
Yes, ma'am.
I wasn't listening real closely because I was writing down. But you're talking about the yard waste.
Yes, ma'am.
It's picked up either bundled or in the brown bags, that type of thing. What if, like me personally, I have a gallon rolling trash can that says yard waste on it. I use that. Is that acceptable?
That's acceptable.
Okay.
Thanks. I feel like that too. As a matter of fact, we come like that
better. Okay. Good.
Just so you all probably don't know a lot about Anytime Waste, but we are a local service provider. The owner of my company, actually, we're all native of Louisville. The owner of my company actually graduated at Anderson High School.
Yay, me too.
Michael Gordon. And and we have we were in business before Mr. Gordon sold his company in 2011 to take care of his wife, who was very ill. And then when he worked out the non-compete, was over with in 2017 and started the business back in 2017. And we have grown from three trucks to where we're almost at 45 trucks now.
Wow.
So I kind of characterize it as we've been shot out of a rocket. We're growing very, very fast. And we're servicing accounts such as UPS and Norton Healthcare, Baptist Healthcare. We've grown quite a lot. So when you call our office, you get a last human being. We don't have voicemail. So you're going to actually talk to someone during business hours to address your concern. But I will also provide everyone with my new neighborhoods. When I bring them on, I like to print out a magnetic card to send out to all the residents to put on the refrigerator that's got our phone number on it so that they have a number to call and an email to call in case they want something.
Good, because I am very prepared.
Yeah. And we do offer backdoor service for people that you deem to be elderly or disabled, but it has to be determined by you. The resident can't request it. It has to come from you guys.
But that's extra, right?
No. We ask that it not exceed 25.
Okay.
Would the criteria be having a handicapped parking sticker? Would that be part of it?
Some cities do it that way. Some people, it's just really, I wanted to go through the elected officials for them to decide, because it may be a situation where I had, in one of my neighborhoods, there was a person that had some mental disability but didn't have any physical disability. But the mayor and the commissioners thought that that person needed that service, so we just allowed it.
All right. The one thing that I did talk about, we put this together so that we'd have apples to apples. If the Tris condos, one with the dumpsters, if we're going to do once a week, can we get, what is it? 8 ton or whatever it is, 8 cubic, or whatever it is.
I believe it was, wasn't it 4 4-yard containers picked up once a week?
No, there was three. There's three fours and 1 8.
Okay.
Okay. But they've been picking them up twice a week, and I didn't find that out till after we did the bid specs.
I believe my bid says one time a week.
Right, it says one time a week, but can we get eight cubic yard containers if we do one time a week?
Yes.
Okay.
And that would actually be better for everybody. Okay. I went out there and I didn't see the point in having the multiple containers, but I'm not going to, that's your
choice.
That's your choice.
Well, if we're going to do 1 8 once a week, we're going to need to go to 8 on all of them. Is that going to be a problem for that price?
No. You're saying 4 yards or 2 8 yards?
4 8 yards.
Okay, so the way that we price our front load containers is by the yard. So if you increase the number of yards by increasing the container, then the price would have to go up in accordance to that. So if you look at, I think it was three, 4 yards going one time a week, wasn't it? I'm getting my bits mixed up.
We've got three parking areas, and one of them has a 4 yard, one of them has an 8 yard.
Okay.
And then the other two blinds have 4 yards each.
So, all right, so that is a total of, let's see, 12 plus 8 is 20, that's a total of 20 yards in a week. Ever how you want to mix up that 20 yards, it's still $180. You can make that 2 8s and a 4, or you can make it 4 4s, or ever how you want to mix up the yardage in size, it doesn't matter to me, it's mm-hmm. still 20 yards in a week.
Okay. We'll work on it. We'll figure out how it works over there.
There's a direct relation between how many fours and how many eights you have. If you bump it up, it's that cost for an extra
yard.
Box. Right?
Yeah. So the way the pricing is in there now is it's 20 yards per week for $180. And
okay.
You can put that 20 yards out there any way you want. You can put twos, a bunch of twos out there. Or you can put fours, or you can put 2 8s and a 4, because that's 20. You know, you can mix it up any way you want to mix it.
Yeah, because what I was thinking was is we could probably put the 4 in that first line, and then an 8 in each of the other twos.
Yeah.
Slots.
So the only other thing that I saw when I went out there was this, you know, we have a mechanism for a front load container that's called a lock bar. And I didn't know if you all felt like you all needed those containers locked because of illegal dumping. Ever since the pandemic started, everybody's been having a lot of issues with illegal dumping.
Yeah.
We did not include the lock bar in there, but that is something we can add on if you wanted to.
Okay.
Well, if I go up there and I'm a stranger and Robert goes up and he's a resident, and how does the bar distinguish that I'm a stranger?
So for you, I would recommend that you put a combination lock on it so your residents can have the combination. The mechanism is gravity fed, so your person walking up is going to do the combination, open it up,
right.
Put his trash in, and shut it back up. When my driver shows up to pick it up, he forks the container and lifts it over up of the truck, and then the lock bar is gravity fed, so it drops
so
down.
So there's a combination that you just plug in.
Well, the problem with the lock bar, it'll end up on the ground.
Ours are welded on.
No, I'm talking about the garbage.
Yeah. I mean, that's the choice. But
yeah.
Ever since the pandemic started, we've seen a lot of illegal dumping.
Oh, yeah. We're well aware of that. But they've got video. They've got videos over there. So they've been watching for it.
Do you have code enforcement? No? Okay.
No, our code enforcement is Jefferson County.
Okay. Sometimes what we've been doing with Jefferson County here of late is they've been going through the trash and getting the person's name and writing citations to them for whatever their name is in
that. Okay.
You ever heard of Alice's Restaurant?
Alice's Restaurant?
Get on and listen to Alice's Restaurant. You enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's a song by Guthrie.
All right.
Guthrie.
Let's move along. So, due to the fact that Rumpke's can't change their service date, we only have one eligible bid. So, do I hear a motion to accept the bid from Anytime?
I'll make a motion.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Adams. So, here, second.
Awesome.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All right, roll call vote. Commissioner Maupin. Commissioner Maupin.
Yay.
Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf.
Yes.
Mayor Stone, yes. All right, so we now have Anytime picking up our trash beginning July 1st. What day is July 1st on? I don't have a kind of calendar on this.
Friday. It's on a Friday.
Okay, so.
It'll be the following Wednesday, or Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever we go with that.
Okay. after the 4th. 4th is on Monday, so it'll be Thursday.
I'll work with your attorney to come up with some specifics that will be very clear for everyone to understand.
How's it going to work for you all, Chris? Can we get an extra week out of you?
Yeah, I'll talk to him about that, and I can reach back out to you.
Okay. Yeah, Natura will pay for the extra week, but...
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, it's just one of those things, Chris.
Yeah. No, I understand. You pick what works best for the city, and I wish we could have done it. We looked at it, but we just did a very huge, you know, routing system, and those days were full. We'd have to ask other cities to move, you know.
I know.
At this point.
It's well, an old physics lesson, cause and effect.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor for life.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, that's all. That's done. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you get my card when you came by?
I didn't, but I know where your office is. So I'll be in touch with you.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, we'll just leave the trash cans full when you come out and pick them up on Friday.
Take care, Chris.
Yeah. Good to see you. Thank you.
We need to get a copy of your COI, certificate of insurance.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I will handle everything through the attorney. So
yeah, okay. and he'll get my signature when he.
All right. So there are some things I'll get for you. I'll get you a copy of my hauling permit. I will get you a copy of where I'm taking the waste to the, which is the front page of the landfill permit, and the certificate of insurance on top of that as well.
Okay.
So. And I know that we're ordering carts right now, and the supply chain is allowing me carts in 35 to 40 days, so I'm in good shape there.
Okay. All right.
The other containers, I can't get my hands on.
Well,
you might buy some from Rumble.
They're using different mechanisms. They're using the sidearm carotid. Yeah, we don't do that. There's a couple of reasons we don't do that. Number one, that truck is a lot more expensive than the truck we're using. So you're trading off the price of the equipment for the people.
We've had nothing but complaints about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, take care of all of us.
I will.
When they lift that stuff up, it's a windy day?
Yeah.
A tenth of it ends up on the ground and they don't pick it up.
Yeah.
So
our guys are really good. And I'm not just saying this to be saying it, but Mr. Gordon Michael, reason why I work there is because I hear some words that you don't hear a lot of other places. And that is, would you, could you, please, and thank you. And so our drivers are treated a lot different than they get treated at other companies.
Yeah.
And so as a result of that, we get daily compliments about our residential drivers because they make sure they stand the can up and they put it back in their yard. So
okay.
And they're young guys, and they're glad to be there, and we're being taken care of.
Okay, so good.
Good luck. Thanks.
All right, thanks. I'll be in touch.
All right.
Thank you.
Did
you have my email address? I do. My dad was friends with the escorts, the older Bill.
Yes.
Was it Bill?
So
yeah, Brian, my dad and uncle were friends with him.
So Brian Escort is our chief operating officer. He's the guy who's running our trucks. He's the guy that's in the shop making sure the trucks are up and going every day because it's an escort collision.
Yeah,
and we're glad to have him. He's been with us for about a year and a half now.
That's great.
And he's actually part owner now, too.
Oh, well, good for him. Yeah.
He came in to us about 18 months ago. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, great.
All right. Thanks, y'all. I'll be
in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. That's finished. Next thing on the agenda is the minutes from the previous meeting. They're sent out. Anybody got any objections? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes?
A motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Malpin. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Everybody. Okay. City financial reports. Everybody look them over. again another nice month. So do I hear a motion to accept the financial reports?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. The invoice and reimbursement, that's all went around. Okay. City Attorney's report.
Well, a couple things. I guess the major one of which is we're still, there were some double payments for taxes. Dan and I are taking care of that. We received a check for $1,500 in 2021, and it should be around $400. So best surmise was that maybe it was some accounting tax. I'm going to straighten that out tomorrow. I was very good thinking. Also, you know, there's this contract to purchase that lot on Westcourt Road. Bob inquired about that. What they do, and, you know, they submit this. The guy that's doing this said he would do everything. He would prepare the plat, he would do all that. So I contacted my son, who works in for metro government. And apparently, on December 22nd, they sent back some information to the guy that we're working with to supplement the information. It's my knowledge that hasn't been submitted yet. That's what
okay.
I think. So I think that we need to contact the guy that we've contracted with to see why he hasn't right. supplemented the record since December 22nd.
Okay. Right. I've got something else I want to bring up. And it, I need you to check into this, Steve.
All right.
Okay. It's a matter of in-home incarcerations. Okay.
Yeah.
We have a problem, a person, and the person was the judgment was out of Holden County. Yes.
Okay.
The judgment was out of Holden County, and
criminal conviction,
six felonies.
Right.
Okay.
Were they drug related or what? No.
I'm not going to get into it.
Okay.
All I'm going to say is we're having problems with that house now. Okay? It's a rental unit to boot. But my question is how can they legally, somebody that got a judgment in Rural County, be allowed to incarcerate in Jefferson County? Especially in a city without contacting us about it first.
Well, I prosecuted for 21 years when I got out of. I did this for 21 years, is my point. I've had experience. And what they're doing is standard. It happens all the time. If he had a house or anybody would volunteer to let him stay in Oldham County, then that would be okay. But apparently, I'm just guessing, you know, I wasn't there, I wasn't in the courtroom, I didn't see the conditions of his home incarceration. But it happens all the time. So if he's got a home incarceration order by the judge living in the house here, there's no way you can set that aside. There's no argument. There's nothing you can do. And this is based on 21 years of experience.
The problem we have is we're having issues now with people showing up at all hours of the night. Okay?
Well, then we need to have someone watch it. We need to have someone, we have to have tape come up there and pay them to have some guys sitting on our cars. You know? And I would guess, you know, that there's.
This is what I don't like about the judicial system.
The surmise is that they're doing drugs or sales for drugs.
Okay? Well,
I guess
I'm not going to insinuate that.
All right.
Okay? But the suspicion's there. Okay, and we've now had a light pole knocked down just the other night that is obviously came from that street. Okay,
that's expensive.
It doesn't cost us anything.
Okay.
They basically, we lease the light poles. So
I will guarantee you that the condition of home incarceration is so very strict that he can't be drinking, he can't be doing drugs, he can't be in touch with people. So the,
they're not even checking on them.
Okay. Oldham County's not. We're going to have to get Tate to do it.
So. No, no. Tate can't do it. Oldham County's required to do it.
I don't know that they're required to do it.
He's got to have somebody. He's got to have.
It would be a probation officer or something like
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah.
And it comes out of Oldham County. They can walk into that house anytime.
Right. But
so and we need to have.
If you give me the name, I can check. If you give me the name, I can
get I'll get Tate to give you the name.
Huh?
I'll get Tate to give you the name.
But okay. If you want me to check on it, I get a copy of the record. I get a copy of the order.
Right. He's got another court date coming up. Tate's got it all. I get right. Tate. I'll send Tate an email to have him send you the information because if they're going to dump friggin' people into the city, okay, first off, why isn't the city being notified about the incarceration of anybody with outside?
I'm not so sure that if that's what the court orders. Now, here's my question.
Excuse me.
District court doesn't have final jurisdiction of felonies. They can only take a plea on a misdemeanor. And what happens a lot of times is that on felonies, they amend them to a misdemeanor, and then district court can take a plea and have a sentence. If this is coming out of circuit court, then that's what I need to know. Is it a district court or a circuit court?
Tate can answer that.
Okay.
Okay. I just know about the situation because of a phone call. Okay? That's all I can say.
All right.
All right?
But this is all a matter of public record.
I mean, right. I know. But I'm not going to bring it up.
Okay.
I just want
to get... Tate, contact me. We'll get the top of the record.
Okay.
I know the county attorney out there. I know... and I just said, have Tate call me and we'll look into it. We'll get the top of the record.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay. Anything else? We need to update that purchase contract because it was signed in September. So it's coming up in 6 months because it was a 6 month contract.
All right.
We need to update it. All right.
Extend it.
Extend it. Yeah.
Have you talked to the mother?
I talked to her a couple of weeks ago.
How many days you want to extend it?
I'm going to extend it another 6 to 8 months. All right. I'd like to extend it to the end of the year.
All right.
Just so we don't have to go through this stuff anymore. Because her attorney's working on getting that lot, getting that separated so that we're not in the association.
I'd be curious to know why this guy isn't. I mean, maybe he has. They sent out a notice to supplement the record that would have been very specific about what he has to do, according to my son.
He might be waiting for
that. That was December 22nd. So maybe someone needs to call him and say, did you get that notice and what, if anything, is being done?
Okay.
All right.
And maybe they're waiting for that signed stuff.
Who's the attorney on her side?
Huh?
Do you know the attorney on the other side?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. Anything else?
Not for me, thank you.
Okay. Old business. Other than for our emergency action plan, you see we have our signs. The one thing I want to tell you about the signs that was on the website, you do not want to put these on dirty cars because you could end up scratching the paint. So they are heavy magnetic. They will stick to the car very well. But it's very important that you at least wipe clean the area where you're going to put it. The rest of the car can be dirty, but you need to wipe clean the area where you're going to put them on.
So you want us to take these this evening?
Yeah. Well, that's the reason why I gave them to you. What's good they're going to do?
Well, I was just asking. I have another question.
What?
Is there any storage recommendations? Like, can we put them in our trunks and they'll be okay through the
COVID? I would recommend you put them with your wherever you get your bag at, as long as it isn't in the trunk. I wouldn't put these in the trunk because if they get cold, they get brittle.
In the trunk because I don't want someone to see it in my car and steal it. So mine is in the trunk because if there's an emergency, I'm probably going to drive there.
Yeah, well, the issue I have, if you're going to put them in a trunk, put them, if you can find a blanket or something that you can put them between, because these will get brittle. if they're left out in the elements too long.
Well, not outside. I put it in the trunk. But
well, trunks get cold. Trust me. All right.
I wonder if you can wrap them in bubble wrap or something. That's what I'll do.
Whatever.
Okay.
Are these Harold's?
No, they're yours.
Okay.
I got Harold's.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody that lives in Warrington Hills got two of them. There are two of them there. One for each side of the vehicle. Don't they look nice?
They do.
Sorry, I had to.
I like it that the letters are big. That's what's important.
Yeah, you couldn't
see it from the distance.
When we put them together, it's hard to tell on the screen how big they're going to be. So.
Well, that's the size I had in mind. I was thinking.
Well, great minds think alike. Okay, Dennis, which frequency are we going to be on tonight?
Let's do channel 7.
Channel 7?
Yeah.
All right, channel 7 tonight. When you get home, turn them on. Maybe Dennis will have them on the right channel this week.
Yeah, well, I bumped it. I had it on the right channel.
And we have, Dennis and I have contacted, we're working, we have contacted a member of the Anchorage Middletown disaster fire, or whatever it is. Anyhow, we're going to be working with them, getting stuff. He's provided us with some stuff, so it's moving along. We're going to try to get. I talked to Mike today, and I told him he wasn't understanding about us having this meeting room every third Tuesday of the month, so I told him what would be nice is if he could get a hold of some of the other small cities that we could just have a little get together here for a couple, 1 or 2 hours, and get this process going for everybody, because he agreed. He says a lot of these small cities don't realize that most of this work is going to be on their back, and they really need to know about it. So that's one of the things we started.
Is Coldstream a small city?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else on old business? All right. First thing in new business is once a year I'm required to give the state of the city and the city budget message. So I've got given you a copy of it. Everything was in order. It should have state of the city and fiscal year 2023 city budget message. The city commission's primary budget objective is to generate enough revenue to pay invoices submitted to the city commission as they become due during the 2023 fiscal year. At this time, there isn't any significant changes to last year's financial policies. Most important fiscal year 2023 budget line items are, again, security, garbage collection, property maintenance, and road maintenance. Our city commission should develop and approve a budget designed to cover these expenses without using our city's reserve funds. The Jefferson County PVA office is currently in the process of reassessing the city of Worthington Hills property values, which is projected to be completed on time. Once we receive our city's reassessment report, the city of Worthington Hills City Commission will be finalizing the city fiscal year 2023 ad valorem tax ordinance, which will be ordained below the 4% cap on property tax revenue increase as required under KRS 132.027, parentheses 3, parentheses A. As a final item, our city commission needs to continue actively developing an emergency action plan, EPA, EAP, okay, which augments the Louisville Metro Jefferson County governments. We need to be prepared for the worst possible catastrophe. We made another important EAP purchase this past year with our acquisition of 10 community emergency response team kits. The kits contained a comprehensive set of CERT supplies inside the pack, backpack. We hope to never have to use our EAP, but you never know what the next moment in life will bring.
Well done.
On the back is our fiscal year budget ordinance. This is for the first read. On the back of the...
No.
Where's the city? Go ahead.
You probably hold that.
Okay. It's in there. You just have to
find it. Ordinance number 1, Series 2022, City of Liberty Hills, Kentucky, 2022-2023 fiscal year budget ordinance. From the fiscal year that everybody knows, from July 1 to the following June 30th. Section 1, according to KRS 91A030, print 10, and the Kentucky City of Liberty Hills does hereby adopt this 2022-23 budget ordinance. General fund revenue without carry over $355,774. General fund expense $355,300. This ordinance shall be properly signed and published and become effective on July 1st, 2022. Passed and approved on June 21st, 2022 at a regularly scheduled meeting of the legislative body, the City of Liberty Hills, pursuant to Kentucky law. Mayor Stone date February.
Okay. So this can be, we can manipulate the numbers in this. We just need to do a first read on it so that we have it start. You have to do two reads before you can actually vote to approve an ordinance, a minimum of two. So we'll try to get this done in February so that we can work on these things. The budget, the proposed budget, the only thing that has a, that probably needs to be adjusted on here is our sanitation is about $10,000 below what it's going to be. Maybe not. I have to look at it. Anyhow, this was similar to last year's. This is the worksheet. This is what we work off of. This is what we try to stay and maintain and stay in. The two numbers that are on the ordinance are the general fund revenue, which is the $355,774. And then the expense is at the very bottom. Total general fund expense, $355,300. The only thing is like you learn in the academy is we can't operate on a deficit budget. We have to have a balanced budget. So this is just a preliminary, something for you to start looking at. We can make adjustments off of it once we get the tax revenue, too. So that's the next ordinance, is for our alorium tax. And did you find that one, Steve?
I've got the insurance.
That's not that one. It's a one-pager. Okay.
Ordinance number 2. Number 2, Series 2022. City of Hills, Kentucky, a tax ordinance for fiscal year July 1st, 2022 to June 30th, 2023. Be ordained by the City of Hills and Commission at Section 1. I'm going to paraphrase this because the second one has to be what I'm told. I can just hit the highlights.
Right,
system.
Right.
All right, this is adopted pursuant to CARES Chapter 92. A per $100 .2047 city of Illinois tax will be assessed. For the combined land improvement values of each unabandoned land parcel located within the city, which shall be assessed on July 1, 2022, a per $100 .75 city avalon tax combined land improvement values for abandoned parcels. The tax levy is necessary to generate sufficient revenue to pay budgeted city expenses for the next fiscal year. In order to properly govern the city for the benefit of its residents, the tax payment scheduled for city located property owners is the base tax minus 2% if paid in July, the base tax if paid in August, the base tax plus 11% in September, and thereafter 1% per month until paid. Only the taxpayers are obligated to pay $150 attorney's fee. The effective date of this ordinance will be July 1, 2022. I'm passing approved for May 17, 2020 city meeting. It's projected that we'll have a second reading in May.
Right. We're projected to get the reassessment numbers third week in April on time. They're running on time. So by then we'll know what needs to be done. The one thing that I want, Steve, I want you to look at.
Sure.
Is item number 3.
Yes, sir.
I want to know the highest amount we're allowed to charge on abandoned property.
All right.
Okay. I know we did 75 last year, but I think somewhere, I remember in the back of my head, somebody said that there wasn't really a number. I'm looking at double that. We don't have it yet, but I suspect we
could go down on that. That's no problem.
Okay. All right. So we get first read on that. Now, this next ordinance that I had on the list, we do this in preparation for the possibility that Louisville would increase their insurance tax. We've done this for the past 3 years, ever since I became mayor, to make sure that if Louisville increases to 10% or whatever, okay, we match it because of the way the law is written. If, since Louisville is a county, they can actually collect anything that we're not collecting on. So if they make theirs at 12% and we're doing 10, then they're still going, the city residents on their insurances are still going to be paying 12%. Only difference is Louisville would get the 2 and we would get the 10. So if Louisville's going to do something, our number will match Louisville's number, because we don't want to have any of our residents paying anything more to Louisville than they have to. The insurance premium tax is done everywhere throughout the Commonwealth, or most everywhere. There's one or two that don't have it. But it's important to remember this fact, okay? We live in Jefferson County. And like I said, whatever they raise theirs to, we've got to match it. The city residents are going to pay for it no matter whether we're collecting it or Louisville's collecting it.
But your point is to match it, Louisville.
Right, right. Right now we're at 6%. So this happened about 3 years ago. 3 or 4 years ago, it got down to the very last moment. See, this has to be the first of April, if I'm not wrong. And well, Dennis, you were at that meeting. We went to the Jefferson County League of Cities, and half the group was watching the Wildcats in Louisville, and the others were watching what was going on down at the city council meeting. and it got voted down because of the fact that there was too many people saying that if they did vote it in, the small class cities were going to do exactly this. They were just going to match it, and they weren't going to get the money anyhow. So that's the reason for the first read on this, so that we can have, if we need to, we've got it down to the point to where we can have a second read and basically match whatever they're doing. That protects our us from losing revenue to Jefferson County. When it, you know, any questions on that? Okay. Go ahead and read.
Which one I'm talking about? I'm sorry.
This is the insurance premium tax ordinance.
This will be whatever.
Yeah, this will be whatever if it needs to be.
Yeah, Bob wants to read this in March, so we'll do them, and we'll determine the numbers when we pass it. This is a ordinance regarding the life insurance premium tax.
No, it's for every one of them.
Huh?
It's all of them.
Oh, all of them. Okay.
Right.
Be ordained in the city where there's a license fee imposed upon insurance companies which issue life insurance policies on lives of persons residing in the corporate city limits shall be, and we're striking out six. You gotta put in what you're changing. So you strike that out, and then you're going to find a new one. We're bumping it to 10. Non-life insurance policies, we're bumping from 6 to 10, and that's about it.
Yeah. So basically, everything that we've got, the reason why there's two different dates up here at the top on the life insurance and the non-life insurance is because they left the life insurance off that first year that they, or that year that they did this ordinance tax when they bumped it to 6. So again, right now, this is just precautionary, and it's in our court, so that something needs to happen.
Yeah, Bob's point is the first read, and when you read it second, keep an eye on Louisville. You can match what they do.
Yeah, and we can do it quickly.
Who informs the insurance company that if it gets bumped up?
Just the it gets. We have to do some paperwork and send it to
the Secretary of State and the League of...
And they do that?
Yeah, they get a copy of the ordinance. Yeah. Okay. I think that's all the new business. Anybody else got any new business? Y'all? Okay. If there's no more new business... Let's do the commissioner reports. Who would like to be first?
I'll go first.
Thank you, Commissioner Walton.
Okay. 120, I sent the email to the commissioners about the city decal. For cars. And Mayor Bob emailed the bid specs for trash removal to myself to review. 123, I forwarded Mayor Bob's email and the bid specs to bid to place an ad in the Courier Journal. 127, I replied to Mayor Bob's email in regards to attending the pipeline training. 128, Commissioner Hall forwarded a voicemail to me requesting the city's bid specs from any type of trash or waste removal, along with a few questions. 131, I forwarded the questions to Mayor Bob, and he answered them. I then emailed anytime the bid specifications and answers to their questions. I received an email from Christopher Pierce with Rumpke, also requesting the bid specifications, and he had questions. I consulted Mayor Bob and then replied back to Christopher and sent him the bid specifications. 212, I received an email at 10 p.m. On a Saturday evening that the light pole was down at Pulaski and Lunenburg. The resident said that she thought it may have been hit by a car. So the morning of 2/13, I phoned LG&E and was told it had been reported and the pole was taken away because it needed to be replaced. I emailed the resident, told her that it had been reported and that the street pole is going to be replaced. I drove the city for the street light check that evening on 2/13. 2/14, Mayor Bob called and let me know he found the street light down and had reported it to LG&E. And 2/15, I've attended the meeting and read all February emails, and we'll do the radio check this evening with Commissioner Metcalf.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Adams.
My report is from January 19th to February 15th. I will participate in the radio checks with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight, February 15th. There are no citizen inquiries via phone or email this month. I drove the roads of Worthington Hills to check for cracks and potholes. Mo Better Kentucky took care of the roads on January 16th. They sent an invoice during this period from January 19th to February 15th. And that is on this month's expense report. Mo Better Kentucky also took care of the roads for snow events on January 19th, January 27th, January 28th, and February 3rd. Invoices were sent for all these services also. On February 7th, I noticed that the street sign and stop sign for Northumberland and Middlesex had been hit by a vehicle and had been knocked over. I checked with Commissioner Hall to see if he could help me fix this issue, but he was out of town. I called Mayor Stoneham and informed him of this issue, and Mayor Stoneham came and met me on site. We were successful in getting the signposts to stand up and stay in the ground. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Commissioner Metcalf.
I drove the city on multiple occasions, including nighttime patrols. Went with, to Steve Swire's office with Mayor Stoneham on one occasion. Went to Dan Small's office with Mayor Stoneham on one occasion. Went to the storage area with Mayor Stoneham on one occasion. Went to the post office with Mayor Stoneham on multiple occasions. And conducted radio checks at the last city meeting.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Yes, ma'am.
I have a question just to confirm. The Christmas decoration prizes have been delivered. Is that true?
I'm glad you asked. There was one still outstanding. I left him a message. It's the one at 4509 Mecklenburg. I called him once, left a message. I talked into the Ring doorbell on one occasion. So it isn't. I'm probably going to end up, I'll bring it over on the mail day and we'll just mail it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
If I don't get a phone call from them. All right.
So we had a street sign down too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, last Monday.
Boy, somebody's barreling through there, aren't they? It's hitting stuff.
They broke it. They broke it off too at the ground.
Luckily, there's enough there to still have it up high enough to where it's a stop sign. So, this is one of the reasons why I'm adamant about getting our problem children taken care of. So, like I said, this particular person is on home incarceration in a rental house.
Is that a proven fact that he is under home incarceration? I mean, does someone know for a fact?
Have we notified the owner?
Well, that's what I wanted you to check into also.
What's the address?
Well, the court system's backed up.
Tate will give you all that. Okay.
You know, one day they may have him call you. He's working tonight, so I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay. He's going to be here to talk about it, but he just sent me an email, and said that
or maybe
work, apparently they've got something going on and he got called in to work on
and he was sort of restricted to their own.
Yeah, no, I thought they went to other counties.
Are we done?
All right. Is there anything else? Next month is March 15th is the city meeting. It's a short month. So if there's nothing else, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
I'm second.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. All right. Y'all have a blessed evening, and it is 8:07.